Mark 1, verses 29-31. Now as soon as they had come out of the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick with a fever, and they told him about her at once. So he came, he took her by the hand, and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she served them. When the services were over at the synagogue, Jesus went home with Peter and Andrew. The synagogue usually let out around noontime, and it was customary to have a family meal after services on the Sabbath. When they arrived at Peter's house, they found his mother-in-law sick with a fever. It does not appear that her fever was life-threatening, but it left her incapacitated and unable to prepare the noon meal for the family. Instead of coming home to a feast, they came home to a woman with a fever. They tell Jesus about the sickness, and he walks over and he heals Peter's mother-in-law. She gets up, goes to the work, getting the meal ready. This is an amazing scene. They had just left the synagogue, where Jesus claimed the victory over the demon. Now they enter a home where he's faced with a simple fever. Neither situation proved to be a problem for the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 minute, he's rebuking a demon, telling him to be quiet and come out of him, man. The unclean spirit had convulsed the man, had cried out with a loud voice, and came out of him. Now the Lord goes to have a little lunch, and he's confronted with something like a fever. As mundane as that would be. If this passage today before us teaches us anything, it teaches us that nothing is beyond the scope of the ability of the Lord. There's no disruption that's too great, and there's no problem that's too mundane for our Lord. Nothing is too great for him, and nothing is too mundane or too small. Somehow, we don't have a problem believing that he can do the great things, but not the little things, or vice versa. He can do the little things, but not the great things. Christ has power over all things. He is the Lord of the universe. He is the one that created the universe out of nothing. He's able to speak to the winds and the waves and calm the most violent of storms. Do we remember what it says in Mark 4, verses 35-41? Sometimes many of us that have been saved for a long time, we've heard these verses many times. Sometimes they have a tendency to lose their impact, lose their wonder, lose their awe, because we've read them so many times. But realize this, what Mark 4, verses 35-41 says. On the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and other boats were also with him. And a great storm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But he, Christ, was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. See the emphasis? A great calm. And he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, "Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Now realize this. For this statement, for this account to be put in the scripture, it either had to be true, or the people that wrote it were out of their minds to put something as crazy as that into a book and would expect people to believe it. That is either a true statement or it's a false statement. And if that be true, what kind of man is this Jesus Christ? Who is this Jesus Christ? And what possibilities exist in your life that he can do? From the mundane to the fever. It doesn't matter. He creates the universe. He speaks to the winds and the waves. He calms the most violent storm. He's able to take 5 small biscuits and 2 little sardines and feed thousands of people. You're not making this stuff up. This is either true or it's not. And if it be true, then you need to come to Jesus Christ for everything. The one that calms the storms, that a great peace comes. The one that takes 5 biscuits and 2 fish and feed thousands of people. These people didn't make this up and they were willing to go to the Colosseum and be eaten alive by lions. Christ is able to speak the word and deliver a man from a group of demons. Some have argued from hundreds of demons to thousands of demons, as we see in Legion. He's able to do all of these great things, and he's able to do more. Jesus Christ is able to do the great things, and he's able to meet the most mundane of needs as well. He can create a universe from nothing. He can put money in the mouth of a fish to pay taxes. He's able to calm the stormy seas. He's able to speak peace to the hearts of his people. Look at Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Ah, the beauty of knowing this and experiencing this. Be anxious at Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. Would you not like to have that peace? The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. To know that peace, to experience that peace day in and day out, no matter what the circumstances are in your life, be it the mundane things or the great things. Christ is able to multiply the loaves and the fish and feed a multitude. He's also to take care to feed the smallest of sparrows, that it says. He cares for the lilies of the field. He cares for the sparrows. He cares for the ants. He cares for the flies. He cares for the birds and the dogs and the cats and the elephants and the kangaroos. He cares for everything, from the greatest to the smallest. He's able to break the grip of Satan and deliver a demon-possessed man. And he's able to reach into the heart of any lost sinner and to save them by his grace. From demon-possessed men and women, he's able to change old stony hearts, give you a new heart, and change you. He's able to do the great things, and he's able to take care of the mundane things as well. Nothing is so large that his power cannot overcome. Do you not know what Job 42 says, verses 1 and 2? Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that you can do everything and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. I know that you can do everything. Do you know that? And if you do know it, do you believe it? And if you don't know it, now you do know it. And will you have the faith to believe that? I know that you can do everything and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. See the peace that that brings? Can you see the soft pillow that that is to lay your head down when you know that he can do everything and that no purpose of his can be withheld from him? The question is today, what kind of disruption do you need help with today? Do you have a situation that needs to be handled? Then bring it to Him. Do you have sin that needs to be forgiven? Then bring it to Him. Do you have problems that need to be solved? Then bring it to Him. Bring them to Him. Do you need a Savior? Then come to Him. He'll love you. He'll forgive you. And He'll save your soul. Bring yourself to Him. Come, all ye that are burdened and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Whatever the need, whatever the situation, whatever the burden, bring it to Him. Bring it to Jesus Christ. He can handle it, and He can meet your needs. Nothing's too big for Him. Nothing is too small for Him. He cares about you. He cares about your soul. He cares about the little sparrow. He cares about all things. Nothing is beyond His grasp. Nothing is beyond His knowledge. In 1 Peter 5, verse 7, we read, casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Casting all of your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Your job is to cast. Cast. Put everything on that hook with that sinker and cast all of your cares and give them to Him. Stop trying to solve everything yourself. Stop trying to do everything yourself. Stop basically trying to be God. For Jesus Christ is God. He can handle all things. He will display His great power in your life. For remember in Hebrews 4, verse 15, it says this. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, so that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Jesus Christ sympathizes with our weaknesses. He understands. Life is filled with disruptions, but it is a comfort to know that our God can handle them all. Our duty is to bring them to Him and place them in His hands. And when we do that, they are as good as handled.